Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton and Bob Hunt wrap up their three-part Windows Azure for IT Professional series, and in today's episode, they show us how to deprovision and export our virtual environment, as well as give guidance on costs for the virtual machines that were built in Azure during this demo. Tune in as they discuss features, pricing, as well as provide insight into the ROIs for the various scenarios you'll encounter. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Bob Hunt once again. Bob's doing a great series here. We're on part three, deprovisioning the virtual machines you built out and reviewing the cost analysis. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks, Blaine. Blaine, happy to be here.
Anytime. So take us through what we're going to see with part three here.
Yeah, so part three, what we're really doing is we're wrapping this second session on Windows Azure. This is really the conclusion of the primer for IT professionals. One of the things that we want to do is just give them, kind of a soup to nuts. Okay, we built the lab, we got comfortable with it, and then, now you got to, say, hey, this is great, but I need to understand how to figure out how much this is going to cost and tell my, tell my management chain how much this is going to cost. So I'm going to show you how to shut it down, and then when the bill comes, you have a really easy way for you to figure out just what your costs are. You can extrapolate quite easily.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's take a look at part three.
This is essentially an all lab session today, so there's really no context setting slides like I did in the last two sessions, and I also expect today's session to be quite brief, so really not a whole lot here to go through from a deprovisioning perspective, but let's get into the Windows Azure portal and log in with your pay-as-you-go account. And then once you have done that, what you want to do is you want to also, probably open up another tab in your browser, and or open another window, and then navigate over to the blog post I have done on these series, which you can find off of one of the Microsoft short URLs, which is http://aka.ms. That's one of Microsoft's URL shorteners, /IAAS for infrastructure as a service setup. When you go there, you're going to see a post that looks an awful lot like what's on the screen. And what we're going to be working with today is a couple PowerShell scripts that I have placed right on this blog post, namely the export script.ps1 and the remove script.ps1. You can see them highlighted here. Now, what we want to do essentially is you want to get these scripts, essentially what you want to do is right-click on them from your browser. If you're using Internet Explorer like I did in this post, you can right-click and choose Save As and save them to your local machine. Repeat the process for the remove script.ps1. If by chance you just clicked on it and you took you to my SkyDrive account, that's okay. You can just select the two files individually in the tab, and then just click on download and get your two scripts locally to your machine. So this will allow you to work with these files locally, because we're going to need to edit these files and configure them for your specific virtual machines and your Windows Azure account that you've got running. So go ahead and save those locally. That should only take a moment to do that, because these files are extremely small. Save them someplace on your local machine where you can find them again, because we're going to be editing them momentarily. So wherever you save them to, navigate to that location and right-click on those, on that file and choose edit. Once you edit that file, that's going to open up the Windows PowerShell Integrated Scripting Environment, or ISE, that you're going to see. So the PowerShell tools, integrated scripting environment that you have here is now open, and what you have to do is you have to edit this PowerShell script based upon the information that you have. So the things that you need to do at this point in time is you need to edit and or create the information that is in red. So the nice part about the PowerShell ISC is that it's very blatant about telling you what you need to change here. So since we're in the integrated scripting environment, you need to change the VMs to the name of the virtual machine that you are planning on exporting out and subsequently removing. So in this case, I'm exporting out something that's called BobHVM1. You need to make a change to whatever it is that you're going to remove. So if you don't remember the name of that, we can pop up back over to your Windows Azure portal, click on the VMs tab, virtual machines tab, or the all items tab, and then you can get the name of that, and then pop back over to your Windows PowerShell ISC and type in the name. Additionally, we're going to need the name of your cloud service. So the cloud service is nothing that you created. It is created for you automatically once you create a second virtual machine, or actually it's created when you create anything in Windows Azure, but it's not available in the Windows Azure UI. So once again, you would want to pop back over to your Windows Azure portal, click on the cloud services tab, and get the name of the cloud service and edit that on the second line that's here as well. So mine is named Bob H. You can see I've underlined here. Now, so you need to make those two changes. The third and third change you need to do is now just, you know, essentially we're making changes to the things that are in the dark red. The dollar sign export path on line 6, you need to make sure that wherever you want to export this virtual machine to, make sure that the path exists. So in this case, I did a temp directory, and I created a folder called export VMs, and then whatever I wanted to call it. And so I made sure that that existed on my local file system. And then once I've done that, you can click on the green play button in the top middle of your screen, or you can press F5, whatever your choice is, to go ahead and do this export. And this process can take a few minutes to export out. You can see on the bottom of the screen here that the output of the individual script is in the bottom half of your ISC. So you can see the stop Azure VM, so it's going to shut down the VM, and it's going to export out the state. Is really the two steps that you're doing here, and then separately we're going to go ahead remove script. We're going to essentially do the same thing. We're going to go back and into our file system, right-click on remove script, and edit it, and essentially do the same thing that we've done here, make a change to that. So go back to our file system, and right-click on it, choose edit, and pull up the Windows PowerShell ISC again. And you can see here, if you're paying attention to the screen on the right, remove script is there in the screen, and you need to change the thing in dark red, essentially the name of the virtual machine that you're going to be removing from the service. In this case, you just need the name of the virtual machine and the cloud service. Don't need anything else. Once you have made those edits, you can go ahead and, once again, you press the green play button in the middle of the top toolbar, or you can press F5. Once again, your choice. But unlike the first one, the remove script is a relatively quick process. So once that's completed, you can jump back to the Windows Azure portal and make sure that it has been removed. So in this this case, you know, go back over to your virtual machines tab, and whichever one you'll notice, for I've got a BobH VM1 and a VM2. The VM1 has been removed by me executing these two scripts. So the billing for that virtual machine has now ceased because it doesn't exist anymore. It's been shut down, and it has been removed completely from the Windows Azure portal. So just in case, so what you need to do now is you need to do that same script for every single virtual machine. So we've created three or four virtual machines for the inside of this three-part series. You need to go back and run the script for each of the VMs. We were using a naming convention with your initials or first initial last name. You know, Bill G, Lab AD01, or Lab Web 01 or Lab File 01 as the naming convention. So you need to go back in and run this these two scripts again by making the edits to point to those VMs. Now, if you've already created the location for the export, that's fine. You'll have to change the name of the export file so you don't overwrite your first one. But you can run those subsequent times to remove each of the VMs. I'm not going to wait for you to do that. So those virtual machines will disappear, and you can literally watch them disappear from the portal. The portal itself will update. So you'll notice, here you can also manually remove the virtual machines from the virtual machines tab itself. That is. And then what this will allow you to do is, essentially do the same thing. We don't generally recommend this because the benefit of having setting up all this PowerShell stuff is that, I want to use this VM. I'm going to use it for a period of time, and then, I'm not going to need it again until, maybe Patch Tuesday comes next month, and I want to try out the patch on this machine. So I don't need it, but, it would be nice to have that virtual machine available. Well, I can reprovision, essentially re-import this very same VM, using the information that was on the, that's in that export file. So that is something that is very commonly used by the Microsoft partners that focus on Windows Azure, as well as us Microsoft folks that are looking to always have a bunch of VMs readily available for you to import and export back and forth. But essentially, so you could go into here and manually delete the virtual machine. And then from the same virtual machine tab, you would need to go over to disks. The disks tab, and you can see it here, it's a little gray, grayed out behind the screen, and remove the disk that was associated with that virtual machine. That would be the way you would be removing all of the billing from that particular virtual machine. So from a cost analysis perspective, we did promise to talk about that and give IT pros some guidance on this. Right? It's one thing for us to give you the technical guidance on what to run and how to run things in the cloud. But one of the other goals of this session was to give you some insight into what the costs are going to be for running these virtual machines. And we did a 10-day series, but essentially it becomes relatively simple for you to say, this is a third of a month, so whatever it's going to cost me to run these four VMs, I can take a look at that. And I can pass that along to my management, and I can say, look, here's what the costs are. To run these things. So what you need to do is from the upper right-hand corner of your Windows Azure portal, click on your Live ID. Once you do that, click on View My Bill. Once that is done, you need to, you need to re-enter your password. And then eventually what you can do is you can click on your pay-as-you-go account, and it will pull up your bill, and you'll see a screen that looks an awful lot like, inside of the account. So, in this case, it's going to vary depending upon this. Is I had some stuff turned on and shut down, so I didn't do the exact same thing that we had recommended you folks do for the time period. So you see my bill here is a little bit less because I had shut some VMs down. What I've been doing is I've been shutting down and reprovisioning my virtual machines like I mentioned. So for right now, my 10-day cost is a little lower than what everyone had expected or had planned. We try to keep everything in the dollar or in the $50 to $75 range. But what's nice here is that you've got this detail. You can see a nice breakdown about what the costs are, and understand, you know, how that really impacts what you set up, right? So, and the cool thing here is that, as I mentioned on some of the other Windows Azure webcasts, as you compare this to what your costs are on premise, these are generally significantly lower. We've had multiple case studies that we've published off of Microsoft, www.microsoft.com/case-studies that talk about the cost savings of running things in the cloud. We've had more than one case study that says essentially the cost to run things in Windows Azure is generally less than the electricity they pay for that server on premise. So you can see that these costs are generally relatively low. You can see a very cost-effective method of doing things. So if you're running it using your existing Active Directory, your existing IP addressing and DNS in your infrastructure, this becomes a relatively simple way for you to just spin up some VMs for a period of time, shut them down, reprovision them, and you can do it all from a single script. So you can provision that VM, get it up and running in a couple minutes. Great, connect into it, do your work, shut everything down, and it's going to cost you pennies to do that. So doing this on a pay-as-you-go method is what we've been recommending. So keeping in mind, just kind of a quick review on what the different types of virtual machines. We did all these. It was recommended to do all these with small size virtual machines, which are relatively inexpensive on a monthly basis. A single small virtual machine, as you see here, is approximately $60 a month with the promotional pricing that's going on through the end of this month. It'll be about $67 when it goes to regular pricing in a few days. But as you consider, you can change the size of any one of your VMs, ones that you upload or anything along those lines. Size of the virtual machine becomes your another way for you to consider what your costs are inside of this cloud experience.
Well, great job, Bob, on part three. That just concludes all of the three parts. What would you like to close with here, Bob?
Well, hopefully the IT pros that watched this session, understand that, hey, you can do all this stuff, through the portal or via PowerShell. It's certainly up to you, but the idea here is to give you a really good, simple way for you to understand what the cloud can be done for you, make it feel like home, and at the same time, realize that this is a very low-cost thing, give you the tools to extrapolate and make sure that this is something that makes sense for your business.
Well, excellent. Well, thanks, Bob Hunt. Senior technical evangelist out of the New York area, and great job. Always enjoy having you on IT Time TechNet Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.